Welcome to the 21st century electrifying prophetic ministry. Call a friend. Call someone in need of a prophetic word from God. Open up your closed mind and let us get ready to receive the electrifying prophet H.C. Lockhart.
Will I make it all these years? How did I make it this far? Through the valleys and over the hills, I know it had to be God. How did I make it through the storm? How did I make it through the rain? If you want to know just how I got here, it's so easy to explain. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
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 I made it. How you brought me, how you brought me through the night. Lord, you kept me and you never left me. You stood by my side. There were so many times when I came so close. Oh man, death, he tried to take me in. So the reason I'm here is not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's grace. When I strayed away, even though I knew the word, still I would obey. But God's mercy and His grace stay with me and brought me all the way. God's grace,
God's grace,
God's grace,
God's grace,
is amazing grace.
Look at me,
I made it, yes, by the grace,
grace,
All right, my beloveds, and this is your humble servant, Reverend H.C. Lockhart, the original Georgia prophet. Oh, my God, we are here on the grace of God. I'm here on the grace of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Here on the grace of God, I want your undivided attention this very moment. And I want you to call a friend and call a neighbor and tell them that the prophet of God is now on dial. Call your mama, call your sister, call your enemies. Call all of them that are praying against you. Tell them that you own the grace of God. And oh my God, and we are standing on the grace. Whatever you try to say, whatever you try to throw at me, oh my God, you can talk about me as much as you please. Oh my God. But I'm here on the grace of God. And he brought me through the storm, the wind, the hurricanes, and all of those trials and tribulation. I'm standing on the grace of God. This is your humble servant. I want you to get paper and pencil this very moment. I want you to write down some important information. Because I want you to contact me. You can contact me by mail. Now you can go on the website. I'm gonna give you the information. Then we're gonna go in the word and we're gonna pray at the end for those that need prayer out there in radio land. As far as my voice can be heard, I hope this broadcast go out upon the world. Oh my God, and save someone from thy sins and thy problems. Oh my God. Now write down this important information. Write down the prayer line, the 24-hour prayer line. That's important to write down, my beloveds. Oh my God. I'm so filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm about to burst. Oh my God. Burst into God's word. God's holy word. Burst into his word. Oh my God. I'm so filled up what I'm saying with the Holy Spirit, with God's word. I'm about to burst into. In his word, my God, because I was saved by the grace of God. Oh, my God. Whoa, can you agree with me? We are saved by the grace. He saved me one day. Did he save you? Oh, my, I was blind, but now I can see. See the light. Oh, my God. Jesus came to the world to save the sinner, to save the, oh, my God, to save the sinners. Brought love, brought all of those righteous things. All right, now, write down this 24-hour prayer line phone number. 478-324-3464. Once again, write it down now. That's 478-324-3464. And I also want you to write down my mailing address. Oh, yes, that's important, too, to send me your prayer requests. If you're not inclined to go to the website, you can write me by mail. All right. That's Post Office Box 189. Post Office Box 189, Macon, Georgia. Zip code 31202. And also write down my website address now. It's important to those that know how to go on the laptop, the smartphone, the iPhones, all of those different phones. You can pull the broadcast up. You can pull what I'm saying, the website up, and go to it and look into it. Because if you don't open the book, how you going to want to say and know what the contents in it? You see the name. But you must go open the book up and read the contents. All right, write down the website address. That's 21 ST Central CENTUR. Why? Profit, PROPHET .org. That's 21. Write down 21 ST Central CENTUR. Why? Profit, PROPHET .org. Now listen, and listen very closely now. This is the old original Georgia prophet down here in Macon, Georgia. Right here in Macon, Georgia. I'm here, central located in Macon, Georgia. Now I want you to get your Bibles. Just for, we're going to go into Word and for just a few minutes. I want to share this with you. And go to Romans, the 5th chapter and the 18th verse. Now, but while sin abound, grace did which more abound. Now let's. There is a lots of sin in the world, but there is more grace than there's sin. More grace than sin. The world is wrapped up and covered up in sin. Ever it ever been. That's the truth. The people don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to be saved. They don't want to be delivered. They just want to be neutral. Grace is a free gift of God. Grace come to us through Christ Jesus. He died on the cross, remember? Have you forgotten what I'm saying? That God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. He sacrificed his only son to die on the cross. Oh, yes, if we believe. If you believe right now, I'm talking to you, young man. I'm talking to you, young lady. If you believe that God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, you can be, if you believe that, you can be saved. Saved. shall not perish. You shall not perish, but have everlasting and life through the word of God. Oh, hallelujah. Let somebody say, thank you, Jesus. For the law was given to Moses, but grace and the truth came from Jesus Christ. Did you understand what I said? Yes, the law was given to Moses, but the truth came from Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Let somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, grace in this unmerit. All God's love, which we receive through Jesus Christ. All right, that's what the word says. For grace of God that brings salvation had appeared to all men. And God's, our Savior, towards man appeared in the later passage. Grace is called the kindness and love of God. Savior towards man. So that the scripture definition of grace in establish all that we are, have now, ever hope, have come through the grace of God. Grace brings salvation to man. While the law of Moses demanded that a person earn the blessings of God by good deeds and sacrifice, grace give it. Law demand righteousness, while grace gives righteousness. Moses and worked versus Christ and grace. The law blessed the good, while grace saved the bad. Did you hear what I said? Man saved by grace of God, being justified freely by the grace through the redemption that in Christ Jesus is all about Jesus Christ. He brought a new understanding to the people. A new understanding. You understand? That old way, what I'm saying, didn't work. So he brought a new understanding to the people. Oh, my God. And oh, my God, we know we're standing on the grace. When grace saves sin, no longer lie there in your spirit. Know ye not that in whom ye yell themselves serving to, they serve ye all whom they ye obey. All right now. You're serving the devil. You serving the devil, you're going to obey the devil. And many, what I'm saying, have chosen to serve the devil. All right now. Servants of the devil. Oh my God, you're going to obey your master. And many, what I'm saying, have let the devil came into their spirit and wiped out all of that goodness, that righteousness. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, the grace of God. Hallelujah. But But I heard this songwriter said, the grace of God. I once was lost, but now I'm found. It was grace. It was the grace of God. Grace that taught my heart to feel. And grace, my fear believed. How precious did that grace appear. The hour I first believed, and my life was turned around. Oh my God, grace has brought me through many dangers, toils, and snares. I have already come, and this grace have taught me. Have brought me safe this far, and grace gonna lead me on home, children. Oh yes, when, oh my God, and he have brought many, what I'm saying, all this far this way. Have brought us far this way. We have came this far on the grace of God. And we couldn't have made it. Doubt the grace, because I was lost. Lost and couldn't see. Couldn't see the light because I was blinded by sin. Blinded by worldly things. Well, I want to pray for you on this morning. Those that are lost, oh Father God in heaven, oh my God, Father God in heaven, we pray for those that are lost right now in sin. Blind, oh we pray that they open up their eyes. Open up the mind, those that are sick in the body, need a healing. Those that are having financial problems, oh my God. We pray when I'm saying for them that the eyes, what I'm saying, will be open through the word of God. Through the word of God, we pray for those that are doing destructive things. Oh my God, we pray for those young people, oh my God, we pray for them. Pray the prayer of faith right now upon those that are sick, those that are in the courtroom, those that are having difficulty problems, having domestic problems down in the home. The need to, when I'm saying, come into the grace of God. Be saved from thy sins, oh my God. Many have black slid into when I'm saying sin, into trouble. Oh my God. And I want to pray for all the people. Now write down the prayer line phone number right now. Start calling in. I'm going to pray for you. Pray for your needs, because he said, I'll supply your every need according to the riches and by Christ Jesus. The phone number, the prayer line phone numbers, 478-324-3464. That's 478-324-3464. Call right now. Call right now. I'm waiting on your call. The prophet of God. This is Prophet H.C. Lockhart. Oh my God, I want to pray for your mom. I want to pray for your dad. I want to pray for you there. Pray for them children. Pray for you there having difficulties on your job. Whatever the problem might be, want to be saved. Save and bring, when I'm saying, this grace. I'm talking about this grace into your life. and let it change your entire life. All believing in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. This one, he brought the grace. Oh my God, he brought it when I said to the people. And they rejected him. Oh my God, now call right now for prayer. I want to pray for you. That phone number is 478-324-3464. All right now. Let's get in a hurry now. It's prayer time. The prophet want to pray for you. The 24-hour prayer line now is 478-324-3464. 7 days a week now. Call your friends and call what I'm saying, somebody that need help. Because I want to pray for those problems that you're up against. It don't have to be that way. I want you to step out what I'm saying on Jesus' word, on his understanding. Because this is all about Jesus. I put my life after Jesus. On you panel your life after Jesus, you can't go wrong, my beloveds. This is the old Georgia prophet, Reverend H.C. Lockhart. I want to pray for you this morning. And I want you to write me a letter and tell me all about what I'm saying you want God to do for you if you want to be saved. You want to come closer to God's word. You want to stand on the word. You want to bring, want to send happiness into your life, into your families. Oh my God. I want those families, what I'm saying, that are in the middle of Georgia area, around the globe. Bring Jesus into your residence, into your life. And I want you to step out on the grace of God. Oh, this is yours truly, the prophet of God now. Write down the phone number, the 24-hour phone number, 478-324-3464. Once again, that prayer line phone number is 478-324-3464. That's the 24-hour prayer line, 7 days a week. 478-324-3464. All right now. I want you to call me. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for those needs in your life. And then I'm going to sow a seed in your life. I'm going to sow a seed in that trouble, that financial problem that you're having, those difficulties you're having, those, oh my God, I want to sow that seed now. I'm going to sow it by faith, and it's not going to cost you anything. Prayers and blessings are free. Salvation, love is free. Did you understand that? I'm about to get out of here. Until next Sunday, the same time, Reverend H.C. Lockhart, the old Georgia prophet, be coming back your way on 100.5. Good morning.